This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In, here on Intelligent Medicine. I'm Layla Mutin, your host. I'm a registered dietitian. I have a master's degree in the field of nutrition and exercise. I do this weekly podcast. I weigh in on various topics of interest. I answer your questions. So if you'd like to send me any questions, send it to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. I want to talk to you about stress, the role of stress, how it contributes to inflammation, and the role of stress and how it contributes to chronic disease. And in fact, sharing with you today some pearls from the world of integrative and functional medicine, which is what Dr. Hoffman and I practice. It's integrative medicine, it's complementary medicine, it's all of that. The best of complementary and mainstream and what good science teaches us. Very good science teaches us. You know, Dr. Hoffman and I are often left holding the bag to dispel any myth about, oh, eggs are bad for you, all over again. Remember that happened a couple of weeks ago? Well, we talked about it at length. So when I talk about bad science, that's an example right there. And many of these studies, the way they're done, observational studies or very poor methodology, relying on people's recall and all of that, they don't work very well. They don't add up to valid or reliable results, which is what you really need as a good scientist doing scientific research. So getting back to the topic of these pearls, genome-wide changes may result from excessive stress. You know, this idea of Eastern medicine and the whole mind-body connection, these are things that have been practiced for thousands of years. Ayurvedic medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, yoga, all of that. And in varying degrees, stress is also a component that is helped by these complementary therapies. And the more we look beyond just what we eat and drink, of course we have to look at all that and how well we sleep, we have to look at the amount of stress in our lives, because our bodies are magnificent at adaptation. And you don't want to adapt to chronic stress, like the chronic stress of being a drug addict, or the chronic stress of being a workaholic, or the chronic stress of being whatever, you know, the stress that just doesn't end. So there are genome-wide changes that can result from excessive stress. The word stress is often used in daily discourse to reflect the pattern of our busy lives. For some, stress comes and goes. But when stress becomes chronic, usually from unresolved uncertainty, serious bodily damage can manifest. During a stressful event, neuroendocrine, cardiovascular, and emotional responses become activated and can disturb the body's physiological equilibrium. Over the past decade, studies have shown that chronic stress can induce genome-wide epigenetic changes. And what's more, maternal genetic changes that result from high cortisol exposure may be passed down to future generations. All right. So we're talking about all kinds of stress, mental, emotional, physiological. And there's one type of physiological stress that I bring up often in my practice with my patients. Pardon me. And it has to do with the physiological stress of unstable blood sugar. Drink of water, thank you. Of unstable blood sugar. When you're too busy to eat your breakfast or your lunch, or you don't get to dinner on time, and all of the above, this creates a physiological stress in your body, which raises cortisol. We're talking specifically about high cortisol exposure. And if this is unrelenting, if this is what your life is like for months, for weeks, for months, for years, this high cortisol exposure may be passed down to future generations. Think about it. A 2017 study of patients with Cushing syndrome in remission found genome-wide changes in DNA methylation. Patients exposed to high amounts of cortisol, which is characteristic of Cushing syndrome, they're exposed to high amounts of cortisol. They had less DNA methylation compared to healthy individuals. And these changes were associated with persistent neuropsychological consequences like fatigue, depression, and anxiety. Wow. I would say more than 50% of my practice is comprised of individuals with either fatigue, depression, or anxiety. And often depression and anxiety go hand in hand, but fatigue lately is a big one. The findings suggest that long-standing hypercortisolism, all this excess secreted cortisol, reduces global DNA methylation, specifically in genes that are known to attenuate the sensitivity of the glucocorticoid receptor and therefore may induce hyperactivity of the HPA axis, the hypothalamus pituitary axis. This is important. So all the circulating cortisol reducing methylation, DNA methylation, and especially in genes that are known to attenuate the sensitivity of the cortisol receptors, the glucocorticoid receptors, and induce hyperactivity of the HPA axis. That, you know, right there explains a whole lot of adrenal stress. Early life adverse events and poor maternal care have been linked to changes in the GC receptor DNA methylation. Gene-environment interactions are key to how the brain develops. And adverse and stressful childhood experiences have a powerful effect on lifelong trajectories of health and disease. In fact, stressors that occur early in development have greater and more enduring effects than stressors that occur in adulthood. This is true. In our formative years, those early experiences, they imprint on us. They shape how we view ourselves in the world, our place in the world, all of that. And if there were adverse and stressful childhood experiences, we are set up because these have very powerful effects on us moving forward in our health. A 2014 review points to a substantial body of evidence connecting early life stress to later life neurodegenerative, cognitive, cardiometabolic, and psychiatric diseases. For the fetus, these effects are mediated through alterations in both the maternal and fetal HPA axis, leading to in utero exposure to excess glucocorticoids. So early stress is connected to later life cognitive, cardiometabolic, psychiatric, neurodegenerative diseases. And for the unborn child, these effects are mediated through alterations in both the mother's and the fetus's HPA axis, leading to in utero exposure to this high cortisol. After birth, impairment of interactions between mother and infant, like maternal separation or deprivation, was shown to disrupt the neuroendocrine regulations, such as the upregulation of hippocampal glucocorticoid receptor and hypothalamic releasing factor, along with increasing steroids and other hormone levels, okay? In plain English, all of these after birth, the impairment of the interactions between mother and child, stress, deprivation, separation, all of that upregulates all of the stress-releasing hormones as well as their receptors. And these disruptions may cause behavioral problems in adulthood, such as impaired memory and learning, anxiety, and depressive-like behaviors. Remember what I've said about high cortisol in the past. If you're under chronic stress, that could lead to belly fat, fat in the thighs, in the butt, but particularly belly fat. And all that cortisol can then shrink the hippocampus, the area of the brain responsible for memory.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
The epigenetic effects of stress can also be seen within the womb. Research from 2008 suggests that maternal stress levels may affect the gestational development of a fetus in the third trimester. In the study, a maternally depressed or anxious mood resulted in the increased methylation of a particular region and certain genes in the cord blood of newborns. And these effects on methylations of these particular genes have been shown to be persistent beyond infancy, suggesting a functional consequence of this epigenetic variation on stress, reactivity, the HPA axis, all of that. A 2018 population-based study provides empirical support for a relationship between maternal anxiety over time and risk of childhood development delays. The authors of the study suggest that identifying and supporting mothers experiencing high anxiety symptoms in the perinatal period may mitigate the risk of these delays in children. In addition to epigenetic effects, chronic stress challenges overall health. We know this, right? People living in a volatile and insecure environment have altered brain architecture and a high risk of depression, cognitive impairment, heart attack, and stroke. Chronic stress can also exacerbate pro-inflammatory diseases and increase susceptibility to infections and cancer. So patients suffering from chronic stress should be encouraged to improve their sleep quality and quantity. You want to improve social support, promote a positive outlook on life, maintain a healthy diet, avoid smoking. We're getting into the obvious here, right? And undertake regular, moderate physical activity. So, by examining lifestyle choices related to diet and exercise, you know, these are areas where patients may modify their behavior to achieve positive outcomes. And if we can help our patients make meaningful, lasting lifestyle changes, that can decrease chronic disease risk. Mindfulness-based interventions have also been shown to alleviate chronic stress-related symptoms. Recent empirical research points to several components through which mindfulness meditation exerts its effects. Attention regulation, body awareness, emotion regulation, and change in perspective on the self. Functional and structural neuroimaging studies suggest that mindfulness practice is associated with neuroplastic changes in areas of the brain. But can meditation affect changes at the cellular level? Recent investigations using functional genomics have helped researchers understand the molecular pathways involved in mind-body therapies. A 2014 review supports the correlation of epigenetic changes with mind-body therapies like meditation, yoga, tai chi, qigong, biofeedback, progressive muscle relaxation, guided imagery, hypnosis, and deep breathing exercises. A 2017 study found that yoga and meditation-based lifestyle interventions significantly reduced the rate of cellular aging in a healthy population. Similar genome-regulating effects have been found for Kirtan Kriya meditation. Kirtan Kriya is spelt K-A-R-T-A-N. Kriya is K-R-I-Y-A, meditation. So similar genome-regulating effects have been found for Kirtan Kriya meditation and for a mindfulness-based stress reduction program. These data show that Psychological interventions can reverse stress-induced genome-wide responses, which may in turn have implications for human health. A 2012 study, investigated whether Tai Chi practice resulted in positive epigenetic changes at the molecular level, and found that in the cohort that practiced Tai Chi, all six marks demonstrate significant slowing by 5 to 70% of the age-related methylation losses or gains observed in the controls, suggesting that Tai Chi practice may be associated with measurable beneficial epigenetic changes. We are now exposed to chronic stress and chronic sources of inflammation. And this is how a functional medicine paradigm can help us as practitioners. So, how does stress and inflammation contribute to chronic disease? The relationship between stress and inflammation has been studied rigorously in the past decade, with researchers finding evidence that the inflammatory pathway is pivotal in the pathogenesis of many chronic disease. In fact, 75 to 90% of human disease is related to stress and inflammation, including neurodegenerative disorders, cardiovascular and metabolic diseases. And studies suggest that chronic stress results in glucocorticoid receptor resistance, or steroid receptor resistance, that in turn results in failure to downregulate inflammatory responses. There are large bodies of research that indicate that chronic stress, whether experienced in early life or as an adult, is linked to increased coronary heart disease risk. In particular, childhood adversity, including physical and sexual abuse in childhood, has been shown to relate to higher morbidity of cardiovascular events in women. Work-related stressors, poor sleep, emotional disturbances have been correlated with adult-related cardiovascular disease. A 2018 finding using data from the Jackson Heart Study suggested that in African-American adults, global stress, which is the overall stress level, and major life events were associated with increased risk of metabolic syndrome severity, while weekly stress, which indicates minor stressors over a week's time, was not. Additionally, men and women's stress responses varied in severity, with men's metabolic syndrome severity increasing significantly at lower levels of major life stress events relative to women's metabolic syndrome severity. This is interesting. And this is, in addition, how men and women respond differently. Chronic psychological stress and inflammation are also associated with a greater risk for depression, autoimmune diseases, upper respiratory infections, your common cold, and poor wound healing. For years, researchers have speculated that disorders of the gastrointestinal tract, such as Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, are related to stress and inflammation, but the underlying mechanism remained largely unresolved. A groundbreaking 2018 study in mice suggests a clue, showing that chronic stress disturbs gut microbiota, triggering an immune system response and facilitating a particular form of colitis. So, with the wide range of chronic diseases on the rise, we have to take a view from the lens of functional and integrative medicine and nutrition. It is very important. Many diseases stemming from chronic Stress and inflammation have early warning signs, meaning some cases can be prevented or improved with lifestyle changes that manage stress. All important to look at this from the view of integrative medicine. These are some clinical pearls from our world of integrative and functional nutrition. And I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.